thinking, the ADHD brain, 0 to 100, we think we need to get it perfect.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It just starts off slow.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. I hope you had a chance to listen to the first part of our conversation with Anna Rubano of In Tune with Anna Kay, when we talked about her ADHD journey. Today, we're diving into our discussion on self-care, using food as fuel to nourish our bodies, overcoming our ADHD waffling tendencies, and how keeping it simple and taking it slow, baby steps, is the way to go to make long-lasting change in our health and how we take care of our bodies and minds. But before we get back into our chat with Anna, I want to say thank you to Jenny RPM Janaki. In her review of the podcast, she says, "Good stuff. The action items are super helpful. Not just a general discussion, but real recommendations you can put in place to get stuff done. Thank you." Heck yeah, listen, mama, I want to be encouraging, of course, but I know that you have 56 things to do today because we don't make realistic to-do lists. So I want to make sure that the minutes that you're spending with me count for double, so that when you finish, you have actual tools you can use. And Anna is going to do just that. Let's get back to our wisdom right now. We're talking about self-care this month and how moms can take care of themselves better. The goal would be for moms to take care of themselves well, but a lot of us aren't even doing the basics. So we're looking for how can we take care of ourselves better? And it's hard because when you think about women's relationship with food, a lot of times we have this relationship with food that is driven by how it's going to make us look better. And it's really not about how we feel or how we take care of ourselves. It's this, you know, societal view of what we're expected to look like. And I'm going to try not to get on that soapbox here, but how can we create a healthier relationship with food and also make that realistic for mom life?
I love this. You're 100% right. Most of us, if not all women, starting from a young age, we get these messages of what we're supposed to look like. And so we get aware at whichever age we become aware of what we look like. And then we think right off the bat that it's not okay. So we start to look at food as this way of either changing what the outside looks like instead of nourishing our bodies. Mm-hmm. So from a very young age, I think most of us get that. I know I did, where I felt I was not good enough and started to feel very aware of my body and all the imperfections. And I was telling a friend the other day that by the time I got to high school, I would see how little I could eat during the day to conserve my calories in the name of, you know, keeping my weight down or looking a certain way. And I remember when I got to college, the relief I felt when I saw other young women eat. And all of a sudden, it felt like I got permission, like the silent message of permission to eat. So right off the bat, it's addressing that message and being super honest with yourself if that is the message that you've had for most of your life, which I feel like most women have had, and that their relationship with food has been not about nourishing, but about the game of if I deplete you enough, I will get to a certain size, or if I eat this, or if I eat that, that I have the control of what my outcome looks like. So, you know, it doesn't become about supporting your health at all, and it becomes all about appearance. So I think the first thing is honesty. Be very honest with where you're at. And it's okay to admit these things. And it's okay if you've done these things, because the majority of us have. And I think awareness about it is key. The next step is not making it hard on yourself. I'm all about being simple. You know, I've been with my own personal health journey. I've been from A to Z, and I'm at the point in my life where I don't want to complicate it anymore in any way, shape or form.
Yes.
I'm tired. And I experience, like most of us, decision fatigue.
Yes.
So you get me at a certain time of day and I don't want to even think about what's happening for dinner.
No.
For me, the most important part of nourishing our bodies is eating whole food. And what I mean by that is eating food that isn't processed, that's not packaged, that is, you know, your animal, your protein, your veggies and all of that. It's something that you're cooking. Now, I know for some women, even that, even what I just said sounds like a lot because maybe their lifestyle is on the go, or maybe they're just so overwhelmed at home that they reach for whatever is easy. But here's the thing, when you continue to put certain types of food, I mean, we talk about like the toxicity of what's in processed foods and stuff. And then you talk about the ADHD brain and you talk about your well-being overall, the easiest thing to do to nourish yourself is just by slowly making out the swaps for what you're currently eating, right? Mm-hmm. So making lateral shifts. For example, I love tacos. You ask my friends, I could eat tacos any day of the week.
Who doesn't love tacos?
Buying tacos is not necessarily a good thing. If you think about the type of oils that are used and you think about what's, you don't always know what's in the food you're buying.
True.
And so buying food out or even fast food, which is even worse for you, not the best choice. So get a package of ground beef, get a package of taco seasoning, make a big batch. I always love to say cook once, eat twice. You know, you have some for a meal and then you can freeze the rest for a later time or do it up a different way. Have tacos one day, have a taco salad the other day. It doesn't have to be complicated. I think we complicate it because in our way of thinking, the ADHD brain 0 to 100, we think we need to get it perfect.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It just starts off slow. When I meal plan, I don't think of random ingredients. I think of the meal and then I write down the ingredients that I need for that meal. And that's how I make a shopping list. And trust me, I'm not at home cooking all the time, even as a health coach. I don't have the time. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times my weekends are the time where I kind of do like bigger preparations and then I store the rest so I can just have some of that during the week. My kids love chicken tenders. So I'm going to try to find the best version of that for a day of the week where they really want to eat something like that. You know, again, the perfectionist in me could say, oh no, it has to be 100% organic all the time. It has to be whole foods all the time. Yeah. And you could also drive yourself nuts and you can also create so much stress in your nervous system and break the stress is just going to make you feel worse. And the last thing that we want to do is make ourselves feel worse about the one thing that we need the most. And that is to eat, to help our bodies function, to help our brain function. So for me, I take away all the diet theories. Like it's not, nutrition is not diet. It is just getting whole foods back in your body, looking at your meals and your snacks, making sure your blood sugar is sustained throughout the day, doing the wonderful trifecta of protein, carb, and fat whenever you can, and trying to doing it as clean as possible.
I agree. A lot of times with ADHD brains, we are all or nothing. So either I'm going to eat whole, vegan, everything all the time, or it's like, well, what's the point? I'm just going to go to McDonald's. We don't find that middle ground. So I see that, I don't want to say like mistake, but because that makes it sound negative, like that mindset that we have in ADHD of, we look at the goal of perfection.
Progress over perfection.
Yeah. Right. Progress over perfection. Yeah. Like just making those little changes along the way, eventually that all adds up. Hey there, successful mama. Are you as time blind as I am? The solution is here. No more, I was supposed to be somewhere 20 minutes ago. Panic on the daily. If you're a double booker or an appointment forgetter, I can help. Do you know why you can't keep track of it all? Because you either don't have the skills or you don't have the system. Likely both. Keeping a calendar is a basic life skill that many of us never learned. Why?
because either no one taught us or they taught us in a way that didn't make sense to our ADHD brains. Let's change that. I hate watching you struggle on life skills that are learnable. Remember, you are not doomed to be a hot mess. Feeling confident and prepared is doable. Keeping up with a calendar can be attainable. I want to give you a basic system that works for your life and then help you develop a plan to actually keep up with the system. I know that you are ready to build calm and peace into your day by knowing where you need to be and when. My class on how to keep a calendar when you have ADHD is available for pre-sale now. Woohoo! And for you, my successful mama, I'm offering a little something special to you for being the first one in. So head over to patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar, that's all one word, and sign up now to guarantee your discount before the price goes up when the doors open. You are not alone, and I'm here to help you create the motherhood success story that you deserve. Progress over perfection, let's move forward. Stop the chaos and sign up for class right now. patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar.
What's another thing you see, especially in ADHD moms, that they struggle with and they don't know how to overcome?
I think the biggest thing that I've seen, and I've seen it in myself as well, is you could have done all, you can get home and you don't want any of it. Mm-hmm. You don't want any of it because you're so exhausted, you're so burnt out from your day, that you'd rather walk over to your pantry instead of the good food that you actually made the effort to make, but you want to reach out for something else. You want the instant gratification of let's call it a ho-ho or something. I don't know, whatever's there. Maybe it's a kid snack that, you know, you wouldn't normally eat, but you know, it's there. And then that's the one thing. And then the second thing is, again, biting off more than you can chew, making these big plans, fancy meals, feeling like you've got to pull out these gourmet things, and you really don't. You really, really don't. For the first part, if you have, you know, God bless you, you've done all the things, right? You've prepared your meals, and then you get home at the end of the day and say you've had one of the worst days and you want to self-soothe by reaching for that food that is, I would guess, less desirable for you. And you know, you're not going to feel so great after eating it. Various people have various responses to the things we eat. There's two approaches. For me, I've learned, having been somebody that is perfectionist and having to feel like I've had to do it right 100% of the time, if I know that what's standing between me and a peaceful moment is a ho-ho, I might just take one bite of that ho-ho. And this is what I know is going to happen. I'm going to spit it out because then I'm going to remember what it tastes like and how it's processed. And then I am going to get over that feeling. Then I'm going to go back in my fridge and I'm going to get the meal that I know I prepared. But at the same time, I'm not going to judge myself for it. Again, it's how we talk to ourselves. So you're not going to do this perfectly. You know, yeah, it's not all or nothing. It's a process. This is a journey. We didn't get from where we are in our health in one day. This was years and years and years of how we programmed our thinking, how our lifestyles are. We have different seasons of life. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Give yourself permission to not have it be perfect, because it never will be perfect. And don't complicate it. You know, oftentimes my meals, because I'm running around, I love my Stanley thermos that I have because it keeps my food really hot. So I have it in there. And a lot of the times it'll be like bone broth soup and then a carb. Maybe it's like raw carrot salad or, you know, potatoes or something like that to go. And it's not fancy by any means. It is actually quite simple, but I know that I'm eating, because I think a lot of the time we get so wrapped up in how it's supposed to look like that we just don't eat at all. And that's not good either.
Yeah. Instead of eating lunch, we're grabbing a handful of Goldfish crackers and keep on trekking.
Exactly. And what's going to happen? Your body cannot sustain that. I don't know the science behind this, but let's just think about, if you look at a typical day in the life of an ADHD woman and how much is already going on in our heads before we physically begin to do the things, all the things. And if you're a mother, let's add double the things. Okay.
Right.
So the moment we open our eyes, the energy is going. We're expending that energy. It starts in the brain, the 400 things going on. how many per second, right? And now we have to execute the things. The only way we can try to get those things done is to make sure that we are nourishing ourselves throughout the day. So for me, I find it almost virtually impossible to have 3 full meals sometimes a day. So what I do is I have a timer on my phone and I make sure that I'm eating at least every 3 hours, even if it's small, so that I know I have the sustained energy to get me through the day. And I think that is more attainable than expecting yourself with everything that's going on to actually sit down and have a full meal. Does that make sense?
Yes. Actually, I do the same thing. I mean, because I take a stimulant and so I'm not hungry during the day. And if I didn't make myself eat, I could easily go all day without eating. And I have a timer on my phone that says it's snack time. And I recently was talking to a friend on the phone and my timer went off and I was like, oh, hold on, let me turn off my snack timer. And she's like, what, your snack timer? I said, well, it's my timer to tell me to go eat a snack. And she laughed out loud and was like, I need a timer to tell me to stop eating snacks. I was like, well, I used to have that problem before I took my medicine.
Yeah.
It seems weird to her, but that's okay because that's what I need for me.
Yes. And again, it's, you know, your friend saying, oh, I need something to tell me to stop eating my snacks. Well, what are you eating? What is your snack? If your snack is something that's going to, you know, stimulate that pleasure center where you just keep going for it, then maybe you're having the wrong type of snack. Again, it's about nourishing your body and it's about giving it what it needs, giving your cells what they need to give your body energy. You can have the best snack of just, again, a protein, a carb, and a fat, and that could look like a piece of cheese, right? Mm-hmm. Your breakfast could be eggs, glass of orange juice, maybe some potatoes. Again, simple food doesn't need to be complicated, but you just give your body the components that it needs to keep going. Like yourself, I too am on a stimulant. And I had taken a long break from being on meds. One of my self-care acts was to realize that I needed to go back. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Then I knew that I had to be extra intentional about eating because like yourself, I can go for a very long period without eating because of the stimulant. Right. So again, that timer has helped me to keep on track with my eating, but also make my meals super simple, like I said. You know, like a soup and something else to go with it. Small, but I'm fed and I can keep going. I feel like the times that where my ADHD is not its best is when I have gone too long without eating. And then what I've eaten has not really provided me with what I needed to keep my blood sugar levels nice and steady.
Yeah. And I think that's part two of when you have your diagnosis and you know that your brain is going to be seeking out that dopamine. And so hitting that sugar is going to give you that artificial boost, but yet then cause the crash later and it's not giving you healthy energy. That is, I don't want to say like normal, but like it makes sense because you don't know that this is how your body functions. And then you're not beating yourself up for making terrible snack choices when you know, okay, this is what my brain needs. That's why it's choosing the sugar. So if I do this other thing instead of, you know, making sure I'm eating regularly and looking for that balance of the protein, carb, fat, then my body's not going to crave that sugar hit as much. But then you have that awareness to say, oh, this is why I do that. And then you're not shaming and guilting yourself.
But sugar is not evil. If it also depends on
true.
When your body is needing sugar, it means that you need some glucose in your system. You know, your liver is doing a lot of functioning there. And so that's why it's so important to get that proper nutrition in you. And that's why fruit or, you know, even a tablespoon of honey, something like that can have a much better effect than a candy bar. You know, if your body is craving that sugar, it means you need to eat and your body is trying to get some energy and it's saying, hey, feed me. Yeah. But it's what you're feeding it that is going to make the difference of how you react later to what you just ate. I will feel 10 times better if I have a glass of orange juice, you know, good orange juice, as opposed to grabbing that candy bar.
Right.
You know, it all depends on your choices. So it's not so much that, you know, yes, we're craving sugar, but you look deeper into the science of that, you have to ask yourself, why are we craving the sugar? So sometimes it's not just because of that dopamine hit, which I recognize my dopamine hits very well, but it's how we respond to it. Again, we need to feed ourselves. We step away from the diet mentality and we start looking at how can I fuel myself so that I can function better. Then everything starts to look differently. It's not about the outside. It's not about what you look like. It's about being able to function, being able to keep up with your life. And the rate that we burn our energy, ADHD women, I feel like is a higher rate than yes. somebody who I would guess classify as neurotypical. We can burn out very quickly. And I know for myself, my burnout rate can be exponentially fast, especially in terms of the amount of things that I'm doing. For me, I have to be super intentional about what I'm eating.
Okay. So I'm going to do lightning round and then we'll wrap up. So lightning round, I'm going to ask you super quick and just finish the sentence.
Okay.
So the best thing that I've read or listened to recently is?
Kate Deering's How to Heal Your Metabolism book. It's fabulous. Everybody should read it.
Okay. The most boring about me fact is?
I wear black almost all the time.
Not today.
Not today.
Okay. Number three, when I'm having a rough day, my go-to quote, song, poem, book, activity, whatever is?
I usually have some quiet time by just having some prayer. Maybe it's reading the Bible or just legit lying down and resting.
Which most of us don't do enough of. Although I'm ruining my whole lightning thing. Okay. Back on, Patricia. Okay. Don't tell anyone I
like to eat by myself a lot more than eating with other people.
Love you, family. And then if I had a magic fairy wand for one spell, I would.
Considering the climate today, I would bring all my family that's all over the place right near where I am because I miss them.
Me too. And then my best piece of advice for mamas with ADHD is?
Give yourself grace. Give yourself a lot of love. Don't be hard on yourself. Recognize your ADHD. Learn what your ADHD is about, mm-hmm. what it looks like for you. And know that this is a process and you're growing and you're learning and take it slow, even though we are impatient creatures. Yes. But love yourself in the sense where you know that this is how it is and it's okay. And you're doing great. You're doing great.
Well, that I feel like is the perfect note to end on, that word of encouragement. So what I would love for you to do is if you could give us like a super quick explanation of what exactly is a holistic health coach, so that if there's mamas listening that are like, I need help with this and I want to know how do I connect with Anna, like, I guess, so basically what is it? And then after that, like, how can mamas connect with you and find what you're doing?
Let me just say what it's not is not a nutritionist. So what a holistic health coach does is basically help someone who has specific goals of, for, you know, I typically like to work with people who are wanting to make shifts in their eating. So they're coming from eating foods that are more processed and not so much whole foods, but also not just looking at what is on your plate, but what is off your plate. So we don't just look at what's going on and what you're, you know, you're eating, but we're looking at everything that is affecting your life, because a lot of the time what's happening off your plate will affect what you're putting in your mouth.
That is a very good point. Okay. So how can the mamas connect with you?
You can find me on Instagram at Intune with Anna Kay. If you go to my link, it's got my website. It's got all the information. I love to talk to different people and see where they're at. So usually I always like to give every person I meet a free session so we can kind of discuss where they are, what their goals are. But yeah, that is the best way to reach me. That's usually, if I'm going to do social media, that's where I'm at.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I love your super like down to earth, simple way that moms can make changes and realistically in our lifestyle of craziness and juggling kids that it is totally possible to make good choices with how we're doing things, but that we need to take it slow and not set ourselves up for failure, which is a frequent poison of ours, is just pushing ourselves too hard. So your advice of, you know, just giving ourselves grace is life to the soul. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so very much for this opportunity. It's been so much fun talking with you. And I am so thankful that, you know, my journey in my life could hopefully inspire or help any person that is listening to it today.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.